Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 3, verse 11. Acts 3, verse 11. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man his perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things, about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me and from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel to those who came after him, also proclaimed these days, You are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in their midst, they inquired, By what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. But when they had commanded them to leave the council, they conferred with one another, saying, What shall we do with these men? For that a notable sign has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name. So they called them, and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them, because of the people, for all were praising God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats, and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. In our last reading, we had seen this lame beggar being healed. He had stopped Peter and John as they were going by and asked for alms, and they didn't have silver and gold to give him, but they did have something else, and they healed him in the name of Jesus. Now, this man was well known, and it attracted a lot of attention. And so these people who were utterly astounded, they came to him, and this gave Peter an opportunity to speak the truth about Jesus. And he does. He does so boldly, and he does so directly. He calls for repentance. He calls for belief in Christ. And part of his sermonette, if you will, is that the promise that was made to Abraham to bless the whole world was Jesus. And, of course, this attracts the attention of the Jews that are in charge, the Sanhedrin, and they're arrested. And they're arrested and kept overnight because it was already evening. And when they are questioned, they are questioned by what power or by what name did you do this? They do not deny that a miracle has taken place. They question how the miracle took place. They saw these same things happening with Jesus, and now they are seeing them happen with the apostles. They should know the answer to that question. But remember that Jesus had promised his disciples that when they received the Holy Spirit, that when they were dragged in front of authorities, that the Spirit would give them utterance in how to answer, and that's what we see here. It says, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, and he answers. And he answers boldly, and he answers directly, that this was done by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one whom they had crucified, but whom God had raised from the dead. And there is salvation in no one else except him. They're a little shocked at this boldness, and they perceive that these weren't guys that had been through, you know, formal education the way that Paul had. You know, that type of education where they're taught very well in the scriptures. And he sees that these are common men. They're astonished at his response. But they could not deny that a miracle is done, and so they're not able to say anything in opposition. So they decide they will warn them not to teach any more in the name of Jesus. But of course, Peter and John are not going to go along with that. They state, we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And so they were forced to release them. And so they go back and they report what had happened. And you don't see the believers mourning because they'd been arrested and threatened. You see them praising God because they had suffered for the name of Jesus. In fact, they make a request. They pray, grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. This has not deterred them even the slightest, and they will continue to preach Jesus. And that's exactly what they continue to do. That's concluding our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.